And then on May 31st, 1995, sorry, 1996, 1 year to the day after that Sangha meeting, we gave Ajahn Kurunadamo the eight precepts. That was the full moon of May, Visakha Puja. He took the eight precepts, and then June the 1st, next day, we loaded up the wagons. Rick Williams' truck was part of the caravan, and this electric green Honda Civic, which was the first monastery vehicle that had been Ajahn Kurunadamo's car at that time. He's red-green colorblind, so he thought it was gray. So it was a very kind of sparkly monastery car we had for a while. And June the 1st, we rolled up here. And it was quite marvelous because of the... after such a difficult passage and such emotionally and financially testing times, it had all come together in a very, very beautiful and straightforward way. So I'm suggesting there was divine intervention, but I was really, really happy the way the dice fell. So I once again express my gratitude to the resolution and fortitude of the Sangapala board members. Noel Brewer was the treasurer at the time, and so he had a lot of responsibility to look after the numbers and to make sure it was all carried through. Fred, I think, was the president at that time. Debbie was the chief warrior and carer for all the details, making sure endless odds and ends, loose ends were tied up and taken care of. So sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. It would not have come together